Okay, we dedicate our learning and memory of Meira Chai and Nechama Bracha Lea Shalom Bas David Mordechai. Towards the end of Masechet Erechin, we're dealing with someone who consecrates, someone who makes holy a Shtei Achuzah, an ancestral land, a piece of land that he has inherited from his father, ultimately that the family got from Yehoshua ben Nun. So if he consecrates such a field, if he buys it back, then it belongs to him again. But if he doesn't buy it back, then come Yovel, it will go to the Kohanim of the Mishmar. Right. Yes? Right. Okay, so let's start. So the Mishnah says, Hikdisha, let's say Reuven owns this ancestral field and he got it from his father. Ultimately, they got it from Yeshua ben Nun. Ugalan, before it got to Yovel, he, the consecrator, bought it back. So the Baalim bought it back. So then it says again, in a yotzah miyadu b'yavol, come Yovel, it doesn't go leave him and go to the Kohanim, it stays with him. However, what happens if somebody else redeems it? Then come Yovel, it will leave that person, go to Hekdesh, and then go to the Kohanim.
Where's the money go, Rabbi? To the Beit HaMikdash?
Beit HaMikdash, yeah, for the repair of the Beit HaMikdash. Galo b'no, but let's say his son redeems it. And also Yotzal Aviv, it comes back to him, Biyovel. However, Gala Acher, but if somebody else redeemed it, not his son, not him, or Echad Me'akrovim, it could be his other relatives, it could be his brother, it could be his uncle. Ugalo Miyado, and then even if one of those other relatives bought it, Ugalo Miyado, and he bought it from those other relatives, still too late. Yotzei Kohanim Yovel, it's going to go to the Kohanim in Yovel. Now, Gala Echem and Akonim, let's say one of the Kohanim is the one who buys the field, this ancestral field, back from Beit HaMikdash. Vare Itachas Yado, and comes Yovel, this coin's holding on to it. Lo Yomer, this coin can't say. Since ancestral fields are supposed to go to Kohanim during Yovel, and I'm a Kohen, I currently have it, I'll just keep it. No, it gets taken from him, goes back to Beit HaMikdash, it gets divided to all the Kohanim of that Mishmar during that Yovel.
And they pay nothing for it.
Oh no, we're going to get to that Mishnah later today. There are three opinions, whether they pay nothing, or they pay the full value, or maybe they don't even get it right away. All right, Tan Rabbanan did a brisa. Im lo yigales hasadeh. The verse says, if he will not redeem the field, who's the he? That's the Baalim. That's the owner. If the owner doesn't redeem the field, then come Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. Then the verse goes on to say, and if he sold the field, that's referring to the Gizbar, that's referring to the temple treasurer. If he sold it to somebody else, then come Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. Only if he sold it to somebody else will it go to the Kohanim, but not if he sold it to the son. That's what we'd gotten up to yesterday. Okay, says the Gemara, you're telling me if he sells to somebody else, but not if he sells to the son. If he sells to the son, it doesn't go to the Kohanim, it goes back to the original owner. Maybe it means if he sells to somebody else, but not to a brother. If he sells to a brother, it goes to the original owner. The answer is no. Kishomer, since it says le'ish, it says ish, or yachamur, that includes even selling to a brother. And even when selling to a brother, it'll go to the Kohanim. Hamani Mekayim Acher. So what am I including with the, what am I fulfilling with the words Acher, another person? The Acher, somebody else. The Lola Ben, but not if he sold it to the son. Omar Isa Larabas Saben Lotzi Sah. So why do you say that if the son buys it, it goes back to the father? But if a brother buys it, now it'll go to the Kohanim. Why do you include a son and not include a brother? I include the son because the son is considered like the father in regards to two halachos. If a man buys a girl from another Jew as an amayivriya, he can turn around and say that the money that I gave her father for her is going to be money of kedushin. That's called yad. He doesn't have to give her separate money for yud. In the same way, he can use the money that he paid for the purchase for kedushin. His son can. So his son is like him. And a second halacha, eved ivri. If a man bought an eved ivri, a Jew as a slave, so that means a 6-year term, and then he dies during that 6-year term, the eved ivri is inherited by his son. So, since in regards to yud and eved ivri, the son is like the father, so too in regards to redeeming a field, if the son redeemed the field, it's as if the father redeemed the field. Father who made the field holy redeemed it, and therefore it's not going to go to the Kohanim in Yovel. But a brother is not like a son, not like a brother in the same way. Unless maybe not. Adrab, the opposite. Marbani Asach, we should be including brother. Shekin Kamtach Asachiv Liyibo. A brother will marry his brother's wife, his brother's widow. So he takes the place of his brother to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. So therefore he also should be able to take the place of his brother. When he redeems the field, it'll go back to the brother and not go to Kohanim.
But this is if he has no children.
Excellent. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Klum yesh yibum el makum shein ben. But there's only yibum if there's no son. Hayesh ben ein yibum. But if there is a son, there is no yibum. So therefore, the son is the primary continuation of the father, not the brother. Says the Gemara, but why'd you have to give that reason? Give another reason. Hachatarti, there are two ways in which a son is like the father, namely Yud and Eved Ivri. Whereas a brother is like a brother only in one way, only in regards to Yibum, Hachatarti, Vachachata, here's two and here's one. And so the Gemara, Mishum, the Eved Ivri, may I pirchanami, you didn't afkale. The whole idea that a son is the one who inherits his father's Eved Ivri and not a brother is based on this fact that a brother only takes the place of his brother when there's no son. But if it'd be a son, the brother wouldn't take the place. That's how we derived it. Therefore, it's really only one difference. Yud is really the only difference. And therefore, we say that the reason why it can't be brother is because brother has no sense of being like his brother when there is a son. Okay. Rabbi Ravu asked the following question now. Okay, so bottom line halach, a man consecrates a field. If he redeems it back himself, or if his son redeems it back, then it's going to stay in the family come Yovel. However, if he didn't redeem it, if somebody else redeems it, even if he then buys it from the guy who redeemed it, now come Yovel, it's going to go back to Hekdesh and go to the Kohanim. So boy, Rabbi Ravu asked the following question. What happens if a man consecrates a field and his daughter redeems it? So now is it going to come back to him in Yovel? Since in regards to Yibum, both having a son or having a daughter is considered the same and it exempts him from Yibum. So Mukma, so that means that the daughter, when she redeems the field, keeps it in the family, and therefore come Yovel to go back to the father, the man who consecrated it. Oh, Dilmar, maybe given to Nachla Basmakaman Kiachar Damu, maybe in regards to inheritance, since we know in regards to inheritance when there's a daughter and a son, the daughter gets nothing, it all goes to the son. Therefore, lo mukma. So when she redeems it, it's not going to stay in the family. It's the Gemara with the Braisa. Tashma, come in here. The Tana Deber Bishmal. Bishmal taught. Kol Shuach B'makom Ben. Anyone who has the status of a nobody when there is a son, therefore, doesn't have the ability to redeem it and keep it in the family. If so, the daughter also. Hanami, daughter too. B'makom Ben. If there's a son around. Kiyacher Dami is like a nobody, is like a stranger. So therefore, if she redeems it, it's not going to stay with the father. Kamyof, it'll go out from her and go to the Kohanim.
How about his wife?
All right, that's the next question. So Boy Rabzeir asked, what happens if Isha, the other way, let's say a woman made her field holy. A woman made her field holy. So, which of her relatives, by redeeming it, is going to keep it in her hands in Yovel? Do we say, that if her husband redeems it, Shekin Yorsha, because the husband is considered like her because he gets to ultimately inherit her. Odilma ben Mokimla, or maybe only her son could keep it in her hands. Shekin Notu Baroik ben Mokimla, because if the son is inheriting, let's say the father is dead, and the son is inheriting, he inherits more. The father only inherits the things that the mother actually owned, what was in the possession of the woman, not things that are worthy to come to her. Whereas the son inherits even the things that were worthy to come to her. So who is it? Is it the son who buys it, that keeps it in her hands? Or is it the husband who buys it, who would keep it in her hands? They're talking about the ancestral field that she made holy. And so the Gemara take, we don't know the answer to this question. We're going to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. When he comes, there's going to be a lot of MS in this world, because Eliyahu HaNavi is the person of MS, and then we'll figure out what the MS is. We'll figure out what the truth is. Rami Bar Chama asked the question of Rav Chisda. Let's say a person makes his ancestral field holy with less than 2 years to go before Yovel. So as we learned, if it's less than 2 years before Yovel, then you don't subtract. You don't say, oh, it's 2 years to go. It's only a shekel and two punjon to redeem it. You say to redeem it, it has to be a full 50 shekel. Now she takes the konim. What about the law of it going to the konim on Yovel? Amar lei, Sir Chizda said back to my Barachama, my daitach, what are you thinking? V'nigra me'erkecha, the Torah says, you're going to subtract from its value based on every year that passed. And then it says, V'haya asada b'tzeisu b'yovel, it'll be the field when it goes out during Yovel, we'll go to the Kohanim. So you're trying to say, Baski ro'onin, when you are subtracting values by the years that passed, then it goes to the Kohanim. To lav baski ro, in a field where you're not subtracting values because it's 50 shekel lo, then it doesn't go to the Kohanim. But Adrab, the opposite. The verse says, im lo yigala sasadeh, if you won't redeem the field, then it says, vaya sadeh b'tseso b'yovel, it'll be the field when it goes out during Yovel, goes to the Kohanim. So it's saying, anything which could be redeemed, this is also something which could be redeemed. So anything which could be redeemed, if it wasn't redeemed, Kam Yovel gets divided up amongst the Kohanim, even if it had the valuation of 50 shekel. Then finally the Mishnah said, Gal Echem and Akonim. Let's say one of the Kohanim is the one who buys the ancestral field from Hekdesh. Kam Yovel, he can't hold on to it. He needs to give it back to Hekdesh, and then the Kohanim of the Mishmar get a share in it. Tan Rabban and our sages taught us in Ebraisa. The verse says, La Kohen tiyeh achuza so. For the Kohen there shall be his ancestral field. Matamon, what's the verse trying to teach us? It's to say the following. How do we know that if you have a field that is going to the Kohanim during Yovel, Ugal Echa ben HaKohanim, and one of the Kohanim has already bought it from Hekdesh before Yovel, Minayin Shlo Yomer, how do we know that he can't say, Hol V'yosel HaKohanim, since it's supposed to go to Kohanim, and Arei Tachas Yadi, it's already in my hands, Teishali, let it stay mine, V'dinu, and maybe that would be logical, because he could say like this, B'shel HaKohanim and Yizoche, if I didn't buy it, I would get a share in it, because I get a share with that which belongs to others, if other people bought it. He shall ask me, now that it's mine, because I bought it, Lokolshkin, certainly I should get it. That's why we have this verse, Tamaloma, that just says, Lakoin to Yeahuza so. To the coin shall be his heritage, Ahuza Shalo. There's something which is his heritage, namely that piece of land that he got when he was in the Mishmar and Yovel, when pieces of land were handed out. But Ainzah Shalo, but this is not one of those pieces, this is something he bought. And therefore it goes away from him. Haketzad, so what is the law? Like our Mishnah said. Yotza mitachas yado, it gets taken from him, goes back to the Hekdesh. Umeschalekas le'achav ha-Kohanim. And it gets divided amongst the Kohanim who are on duty that Mishmar when Yovel was started.
So the Kohanim now, they lose their duty as a Kohanim and they become farmers? Is that what is happening?
A little money, a little something, a little asset.
It sounds like the rabbi, they all become...
You know, Rambam says that it's the way of the Torah scholars to be careful with their money, not to be too generous in terms of spending, you know, without watching. And he says the Torah scholars always look to turn their money into something more lasting. So if they have movables, they try to get land. Jews try to get land. So the Kohanim want to get some land too. Buy real estate and hold it. Says the Mishnah. Higia Yovel. All right, so now we get to the question that Baruch brought up. What happens exactly in Yovel? Let's say Yovel has arrived. The Lo Nigala. Let's say this field was never redeemed at all. So Reuven had inherited it from his father, had gotten it from his father going back to Yoshua ben Nun. He made it holy. Nobody redeemed it. Reuven didn't redeem it. His son didn't redeem it. His brother didn't redeem it. Another Kohen didn't redeem it. Nobody redeemed it. It had been with Hekdesh for as long as it was holy. Now what's happening? So Higia Yovel Lo Nigala. So now three opinions. Opinion number one. Hakohanim Nechlasim Betochum Enosim Nestameh. Kohanim can come take it, but they need to pay for it. They need to pay its value to Hekdesh. Give Rabbi Yehuda. It's a fee for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Nechnasim Velo Nosnim. They come in and get it, and they don't need to pay anything. Rabbi Elazar, opinion number three, Rabbi Elazar says, no, they don't get it. Lo Nechnasim Velo Nosnim. They don't get it, and they don't pay for it. Because they only get fields that have already been redeemed by somebody. But this was never redeemed by anyone. So therefore, Nikre Sadaritushin. This field is called an abandoned field. Nobody redeemed it. Adayovel Hasheni, for the next 50 years. Let somebody redeem it in that time. Let's say he wasn't redeemed over the next 50 years. So, again, they don't get it. Nikre Sadaritushin. It's called the abandoned of the abandoned. Adayovel Hashlishi, until the third Yovel. Because according to Belezer, Kohanim don't go into a field to get it. Until someone else had redeemed it. And then he has to give it up in Yovel. Goes in Yovel back to Hekdesh, and then it goes to the Kohanim. So three opinions. If it was never redeemed, according to Yehuda, the Kohanim come in to take it, but they need to redeem it, they need to pay for it. According to Rabbi Shimon, they come in and get it, and they don't need to pay. They can't get it yet. They have to wait for someone to redeem it. After Yovel, then they'll get it in Yovel.
This is the halacha, not Rabbi? I don't think it's the halacha.
Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the halacha. All right, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's using Rabbi Yehuda? So the answer is it's a gzera shava, gamar kodesh, kodesh mimakdish bayis. It says the word kodesh over here, it says the word kodesh in regards to someone who makes a house holy. So mal alam bedam, just like if a guy made his house holy, so then you have to pay money to take it out of Hekdesh's domain. Afkan bedam, so it says here kodesh, so too this field, it has to be a payment of money to take away its holiness. So if no one else bought it, so the Kohanim have to pay the money. What about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, there is a Gzeres Shava, but Gamar Kodesh Kodesh B'kibzi Yetzeres. He says the Gzeres Shava, Kodesh Kodesh, links this law of Steachuza, the ancestral field that was made holy, to the share of the sheep that the Kohanim get on Shavuos. So therefore, Malahalan, just like in that share of sheep, Bechinam, they don't have to pay for it. Afkan Bechinam, Kohanim get land, and they don't need to pay for it. One second, Rabbi Yehuda Nami Levith Mekiv Siatzeres. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn Kodesh Kodesh from the sheep of Shavuos? I'll tell you, no. Donim Kachim Beder Kabayis from Kachim Beder Kabayis. You derive Kachim, where it's holy to be used for the temple, from Kachim that are holy to be used for the temple. They ain't done in Kachim Beder Kabayis. You don't derive that which is holy to be used for the temple, namely that which a person consecrated when he consecrated his field, from Kachim Mizbeach, from a carbon, from the sheep of Shavuos. All right, Rabbi Shimon Nami. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, Nielachim Akdish Bayis. Why does he say Kodesh Kodesh links you to Kivsiat Seres? Why doesn't he say from Kodesh Kodesh, the Steachuza is linked to someone who makes a house holy? So he'll tell you, Dan and Davar Shematan LeKohanim. If somebody made a house holy, it's not going to Kohanim, it's just going to the temple. So that's not comparable to somebody who makes a Steachuza holy, because the Steachuza holy ultimately is a gift to the Kohanim. So you learn something which is a gift to the Kohanim, Yidavar Shematana LeKohanim, from the food, from the meat of Kivsi Atzeres, which is also a gift to the Kohanim. They ain't done in Davar Shematana LeKohanim. You don't derive something which is a gift to the Kohanim, the Steachuza, which goes to them, from a house which was made holy, which their Kohanim are not going to get. All right, those were the first two opinions. Opinion number one is that Kohanim come in, they need to pay for it. Opinion number two, Kohanim come in, they don't need to pay for it. Opinion number three is that they need to wait till somebody else will come in. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo nichnasim v'lo nosnin, they don't come in, they don't give money, they need to wait till somebody else redeems it, and that person's going to lose it in Yovel and go back to Hekdesh, then they get it. Amar Rabba said, my time to Rabbi Elazar, what's the reason of Rabbi Elazar? Amar Kah, because the Pasuk says, v'im lo yig'alas ha-sadeh, and if he does not redeem the field, the original owner, then lo yig'alo can't be redeemed anymore. And then it says, v'im macharas ha-sadeh, if the temple treasurer sold the field, v'ya ha-sadeh, it says, so be Yovel. Then the field, when it leaves, and Yovel goes to the Kohanim. So it's saying, only when the field was redeemed by somebody, then is it going to go to the Kohanim? Amar Abai said, that's not the way the Pesukim are written. Sakina Harifa Mafsiki Pesuk, right? Do you have a sharp knife to cut up the Pesukim? It doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like the Pesukim are saying that only if it was sold to somebody can it go to the Kohanim. El Amar Abai said, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar? Only if it's sold to someone can it go to the Kohanim? Time of Rabbi Eliezer Kedetanya. Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning is like the following brisa. The brisa says, Lo Yigael, if the field that was made holy was not redeemed by the one who made it holy, it cannot be redeemed. Yachalotehe Nigeles Shetehe Lefanav Kastei Mikne. Maybe what that means is it can't be redeemed at all. And even if the original owner now buys it on some level, it's not even going to be considered a purchased field. Tamaloma, that's it says Lo Yigael Ode. The Kmosha I said in the Gelis. Once he didn't redeem it, he can't redeem it to make it again his ancestral field. Aval Nigeles, but it can be redeemed. Shatei Lefanav Kastei Mikna, so that he'll be considered only a purchased field in it. Now, Amos, when is this case that the original owner can pay for it? And it'll now be considered a purchased field, but it won't be considered an ancestral field. Even with Yovel Rishon, if it's the first Yovel cycle, he made it holy, he didn't redeem it right away, but if he redeems it, now it's going to be Stei Mikna. What do you mean? Stei Achkuza Nami Avi. If he redeems it within the first 50 years of when he made it holy, it becomes an ancestral field again. So the Gemara says, Elapshita B'Yovel Sheni. He didn't redeem it at all during the first 50 years. Now we're talking about the second 50 years. Now, Ulamat, according to who, if the original owner comes now in the second 50 years and he pays for it, is it now only a stay mikna? Elim libyud of Rabbi Shimon. If it's according to Rabbi Shimon, what's the original owner doing over here? Lakonim nafkat. Already went to the konim in the 50th year. Elai Rabbi Elazar. Must be it's the view of Rabbi Elazar. Ushmami not time of Rabbi Elazar meyachah. So this is the source of Rabbi Elazar's law. It's Hizbra. Do you think that's the case? If that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, I owed my darshi. The whole price is about darshing this word, lo yigael owed. It won't be redeemed again. What are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon going to do with that? So, you know what? That's wrong. This is not the source of Rabbi Elazar. Elachab mayaskina. What are we dealing with here in the brisa? A field that had already been given to the Kohanim. It was an ancestral field. It was redeemed by somebody else. Came Yovel, went back to Hekdesh, and it was given to the Kohanim. Now, Ikdisha Kohen. Now, the Kohen who got it made it holy. Vasu Balim. Now, the original owners are showing up. Lemifrika. Now, they want to redeem it. Sa'akadat HaChaminifut say, Lo Tifrok Shetei Lefanav Kisdei Mikne. Maybe the original owner can't redeem it at all. Maybe it's not even considered a stay mikna for him. Tam aloma, that's what it says. Lo yigael od. Like Moshe Shai said in Nigelis, if he redeems it now, it's not going to go back to being an ancestral field. Avon Nigelis shetei lefanav kistei mikna. But he can redeem it to the extent that now it'll be considered a purchased field for him. Okay. Well, Tanya, we have a brisa, which is a proof to this. Okay. Yeah?
What is the concept of not your very short, your very short? I thought your Evel is ending, finishing, right? I mean, because it stays.
Well, according to Belezer, right, if it wasn't redeemed, then it doesn't. It just stays with Hektish.
But it's going to stay in Hektish?
Yeah, until somebody redeems it, until somebody buys it. V'atanya, this is as we learned in a brisa. The pasuk says, "B'shnas hayovel in the oval year, yashuva sadeh l'asher kano me'ito." The field will return to the person that he bought it from him. So that's interesting. Right? It doesn't say it'll return to the family that got it from Yoshua. It says it will return to the one who he bought it from him. Yachol yachzul gizbar shelakachom yimenu. He might have thought that that if you buy a field from Hekdesh and Yovel, the field goes back to Hekdesh. Kamaloma, that's it says, Lasher lo, Achuza sa'arts. The field returns to the one who has the Achuza. So now, Yomel Lasher lo, Achuza sa'arts, why didn't it just say the field returns to the one who has the ancestral heritage? Matamaloma Lasher kanomita. Why does it also say the field returns to the person you bought it from him? That's to say the following. Sadash yatzis lakon. Let's say there was an ancestral field made holy. Then came Yovel, it went to the Kohanim. Umachra Kohanim, and the Kohen who got it now sold it. The person who bought it, Ikdisha Lokeach, he made it holy. Ugala Acher, and somebody else bought it back from Hekdesh. Yachol Tazla, Abalam Arishonit, maybe it should go back to the original owner. Tamaloma, that's it says, Lasher Kano, it goes back to the one who he bought it from. So it goes back to the Kohen. This is like what we just saw in the last braisa. Once a consecrated ancestral field went out to Kohanim during Yovel, there's no longer any way for the original owner to restore ancestral rights. And even if that Kohen made it holy, and now the original owner bought it back from Hekdesh, it is too late. So now you have two psukim telling you the same thing. Lasher Kanahu and the Pasuk of Lo Yigael. Says the Gemara, we need both. V'yitzrich Lo Yigael, V'yitzrich L'michtav Lasher Kanahu. Ikaz Rachman Lo Yigael, the Pasuk would have just said Lo Yigael. I would have said Lo Kahadra Klal. I would have thought that means that the original owner loses the ability for it to be an ancestral field. When the Kohen made the field holy, and the original owner redeemed it, because that field is not going back to anyone. So then it's not going to be his at all. Aval hachad kahadra. But if the Kohen sold the field to somebody else, and that person made it holy, so now Kam Yovel is going to leave, because that person only had it as a purchased field. It's going to leave Kam Yovel. So maybe the original owner can come in and come back. Tied glamara kama. Maybe now the original owner, if he comes in and buys it, it can come back. That's what the Torah says. No, it goes back to the one that he bought it from him. Because of Rachman Allah Sher Kano, if the Torah would have said that a field in Yovel goes back to the one he bought it from him, I would have thought, when is that so? The Loki Avu Balam Dami. Maybe that's only so if the original owner has not shown up with giving money. Avalach the Kayav Dami, where the original owner shows up and he's paying for it now. Maybe now he comes back to being ancestral owner. Take him Ba'adai, which should stay with him. Because of Rahmana, that's exactly, it's too late, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yigael. Now, because of Rahmana, Lo Yigael, if Hashem would have just said it can't be redeemed anymore, the Lo Kas of Ode, and it wouldn't have said the word Ode, have, I mean, a little Tifro Klal. I would have thought that the original owner can't redeem at all. Because of Rahmana, that's what the Pasuk is saying. Lo Yigael Ode, as we just said, L'kmosha Yisein Negelis. If the original owner is buying it now after Yovel, after the coin already made it holy, it's not going to go back to being ancestral fields. Avol Negelis Shetei Lefan of Kistei Mikneh, but it will be redeemed to the extent that now the original owner is considered a purchaser of this field. All right, my Avi Allah, what's the bottom line? How does Rebbe Elazar know that an ancestral field that was made holy does not go to Kohanim on Yovel unless in between someone has bought it? Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Krak, because the Pasuk says, Vayasadeh b'tzeiso v'yovel. The Pasuk says the field will be when it exits in Yovel. So b'tzeiso miyad acher, when it's leaving some other person's hand. Not leaving Hekdesh. When it's leaving somebody's hand, somebody had bought it, then it goes to the Kohanim. But if no one had bought it, it doesn't go to the Kohanim. Again, so three different opinions in the Mishnah. If somebody made an ancestral field holy and nobody redeemed it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohanim come in and they need to pay for it. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Kohanim come in and get it. They don't need to pay for it. According to Beleza, they don't get it yet. They need to wait till somebody else gets it. Then when somebody has redeemed it from Hekdesh, that person gets to use it till Yovel. Come Yovel, it goes out, and they get it. Because they get it from Acher. They get it from somebody else. They don't get it from Hekdesh itself. So now Ibailu had a question in the yeshiva, starting Chavav Amud Beis. Ibailu had the question. Balim biyovel sheni ka'acher dami olo. According to Belezer, that if the original owner made it holy and no one else stepped in to buy it, it stays in the hands of Hekdesh to the second Yovel. Now in the second Yovel, if the original owner comes and he buys it back, does he become ancestral owner again? Or do we say no? Once there was a Yovel, he lost it and he could never be ancestral owner anymore. He can only be a purchaser. So Tashma Kavanir proof. The Braisa says, as we just said it, Lo Yigael, if he didn't redeem it, it can't be redeemed. Maybe he can't redeem it even to make it a purchased field. Tamalomar, that's what the verse says. Lo Yigael, oh, can't redeem it again. He can't redeem it to make an ancestral field. L'kmosha Aizen and Negelis. To make it back an ancestral field that he can't do. But if the original owner comes and pays for it, it'll be a purchased field. Now he's considered a purchaser on a field that he used to be the ancestor. Now, Amos, when is this case that when he pays for it, it becomes a purchased field? Even with Yovel Rishon, if it's during that first cycle of Yovel, am I in Negelis? Why, if he pays for it, is it not going to be redeemed? It's going to be an ancestral field again. It becomes an ancestral field again once he buys it back from Hekdesh. Helopshita, so what's the case of this price? That's the Rebbe Lazar, Yovel Sheni, in the second Yovel cycle. Ulamat, now who's it saying? Either Beutav or Shimon, if it's going to be Beutav or Shimon. L'Kohanim Nafka, the Kohanim already got it. So if the Kohanim already got it, what do you mean he's buying it? El Lav Rebbe Lazar, must be it's the Rebbe Lazar, and saying he can buy it to make it a purchased field, but not an ancestral field. Shmamina, so you see that Balam Yovel Sheni, that even the original owners, once Yovel has passed, and it's in the second Yovel series, Kacherdam, it's like a stranger, and they can only make it a purchased field, but they can't make it an ancestral field. So the Gemara says that's not the right way to read the Braisa. That this, but you think that this Braisa is only referring to Belezer. The Braisa is explaining the word Ode. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, I owed by Darshibe, as we just said. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon also need to explain the word Ode. Okay. Ella, so what's the Braisa? Hachabamayaskinan, what's the case of the Braisa? Bisadashi Yatzalakonim. It was a field that went to Kohanim. Vikdisha Kohen, and the Kohen made it holy again. Now the original owners wants to buy it. Maybe he can't redeem it at all. And even to make it a purchase field, he can't do once he lost it. Tom alone, that's what the verse says. Lo yigael owed. Can't be redeemed anymore. L'kmosha ha'isayin negeles. He can't redeem it to make it an ancestral field anymore. But he can redeem it to make it into a purchased field. The Hatanyan, its support to this, is the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Yeshuva Sadela Sher Kanomito. The verse says, the field goes back to the person that he bought it from. Yechol Yachzu L'Gizber Shalach Chaymenu. Maybe that means that a field will go back in Yovel to the Hekdesh, because that's who you had purchased it from. Tamalom, that's the verse, says, no. Who does the field go back to? Lasher lo achuz asar, to the person who has an ancestry in the land, who has a heritage of it. Okay, but if it's saying lasher lo achuz asar, why do you have to say lasher kano? Ma tamalom lasher kano? It's to say the following. Sadishi yatzal konim. If the field already was given to Kohanim, umachra kohen, and a kohen who got it, sold it. Now the person who bought it, ikdisha, the person who bought it made it holy. And now, after that person who bought it made it holy, Gal Acher, a third person came and redeemed it. Yachol Tachzal LeBalam Rishon, and maybe at this point it'll go back to the original ancestors, it'll go back to the original owners. Tamlomer, no. Asher Kano, it goes back to the one who he had acquired it from. In other words, it goes back to the Kohen, who the guy making it holy had acquired it from. So it comes out to the two brisos, so teaching the same rule. Namely, once a field is given to Kohanim and Yovel, the original owner can never again be the ancestral owner. He can have a purchase of it, but he can't be the ancestral owner. Now we get what we said before. You need two psukim for this. You have to have the pasuk lo yigael. It can't be redeemed. You also have to have the pasuk saying it goes back to the one that he bought it from. Because of Rachman and lo yigael, if we don't have had only the first price of the words from lo yigael, I would have thought lo kahadra klal. I would have thought that the original owner loses his rights if the Kohen made the field holy and the original owner brought it back from Hekdesh. Because here the field's not going back to any owner. So then he loses his rights. But if the Kohen sold the field and then the guy who bought it made it holy and then the original owner buys it, I would think then it does go back to the original owner. Because since it's going to go away in the 50th year, let it go back to the original owner too. Because the Rechman answer the Torah says, no, Lasher Kano. When it goes away, who does it go to? It goes back to the one who you bought it from, not to the original owner. Because the Rechman Lasher Kano, and if the Torah would have only said that Pasuk, Lasher Kano, I'd have thought, Tavokayav Balim Dami. If the original owner hasn't given money, so then it goes back to the Kohen. Avalacha diavu balam dami. But in a case where the owner has given money to redeem the field from Hekdesh, tekun biyadayim. It could go back to the original owner. Kasa Rachmana, that's what the Torah says, lo yigael. V'ikasa Rachmana lo yigael v'lo kasav od. And if the Torah would have said lo yigael, not written the extra word od, havmin latifro klal, I would have said that the original owner cannot redeem it at all. Chazar Rachmana Ode, that's what it says, Lo Yigael Ode, L'kmosha Aysen Nigelis. He can't redeem it to make it an ancestral field. Avon Nigel Shetei Lofan of Kizdei Mikne, but he can redeem it to the point that it is considered a purchased field. Hi, Havi Allah, what is the conclusion? Tashma, come in your proof, right? This is the question. If man makes his field holy and he doesn't redeem it and no one else redeems it, according to Belezer, comes Yovel, it stays in the hands of Hekdesh. So now in the second Yovel, he wants to redeem it. Does it now become his ancestral field again? Tashma Karnir proof, we learned in a Brisa. Rebelezer says, Gala Balim Yovel Shani. If the original owner is redeeming it in the second Yovel, it's already no longer an ancestral field. Yotza l'kohanim biyovel. So that's the answer. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina said to Rav Ashi, Ha'anan lo tznanachi. But we didn't learn this way in our Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, Belezer, Omer, ena kohanim nechlasen l'toch ad shigolena acher. Kohanim only can go into it if they're getting it after somebody else bought it. Implying, but if the original owner is the one who bought it, then they don't go into it. Amalei Rav Ashi said to him, no. Ba'alim biyovel sheni, if it's the original owner who's buying it, since it's in the second yovel, ke'acher dami, that's already considered like a foreigner, then the kohanim are going to be able to be entitled to it. Kam yovel. Ikadami, there's another suggestion, another version of this discussion. Brisa says, Rebelezer says, ga'alim biyovel sheni, if the original owner redeemed it in the second Yovel, Eina Yotza LaKohanim by Yovel, then the Kohanim are not going to get it. In other words, it's going to go back to being an ancestral field. Why? Because no one had redeemed it yet. Right? He made it holy. Yeah. Nobody redeemed it. Came Yovel, still wasn't redeemed. Now after Yovel, still wasn't redeemed. So now he buys it back. It's like him buying it back before Yovel.
Right. but he didn't come on the first Yovel.
Yeah.
That's it. It belongs to Kohanim.
No, according to this, Braisa, no. Now it'll go back to being his. Ravina said to Rav Ashi, it's not just the Braisa, we had that in the Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, Kohanim only get it if somebody else had bought it. But apparently if the owner himself bought it, the Kohanim don't get it. Amarle, he said the Mishnah wouldn't have been approved. You must listen from the Mishnah to say, the original owners and the second Yovel are like somebody else. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. To say no, that even in the second Yovel, the original owners can buy it back if no one else has bought it and goes back to being an ancestral field. All right, let's start the next Mishnah. All right, Halokeach Sodom Aviv. Let's say a person buys a field from his father, and after he bought the field, Umeis Aviv, his father died. Then he made the field holy. So that now has the status of an ancestral field made holy, which as we've learned, there are all sorts of laws how to value it. And if it's not, you know, if it was bought back by somebody else, then comes Yovel, it'll go to the Kohanim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, even if it wasn't bought back by somebody else, come Yovel, it'll go to the Kohanim. What happens if a person bought a field from his father? Hikdish, and he made it holy. V'yachakach meis aviv, and after he made it holy, his father died. Sorry, because they mikne de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that's the status of a purchased field made holy. However, Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon say, because they achuz it as the status of an ancestral field made holy. Shanemar, because the verse says, im yizdei miknaso, if from a field of purchase, asher lo mizdei achuzaso. It's not a field of ancestry. That tells you, sada shenaru uilio stei achuza, a field that's not fit to be a stei achuza. Yatsulu, this is different. Once his father will die, he'll inherit it. She really is stei achuza, therefore it already has the status of stei achuza. All right, now talking about a purchased field. Sadeh mikne, if a man purchases a field, makes it hektesh, in a yotzel l'kohanim b'yovel, come yovel, doesn't go to the kohanim, goes back to the man he bought it from. Shein adam makdish, davar shein shelo, because the person can't make holy what he doesn't own. Ha-kohanim ha-leviim, makdishim liolam. Now, kohanim and leviim, they can consecrate their ancestral fields. V'golam l'olam, they can always redeem them. Bein lifnei ha-yovel, both before Yovel, bein li'achar ha-yovel, or after Yovel. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos Yisrael, Eficha Chibolem Toro, Mitzvah, Shenem, Ratzneich Havetz, Naman Tzidko, Yagdil Tzirav Yadir.